This podcast is sponsored by the Security Benchmark Report. The key to a data-driven security program is benchmarking your security function against your peers. Heads of security can fill out the Security Benchmark Report survey to gain industry and sector-specific insights on security budget, technology, training, and more. Security leaders who fill out the survey will receive a free, anonymized copy of the raw benchmarking data. Fill out the survey now at securitymagazine.com/securitybenchmarksurvey. Hello, and welcome to the Security Podcast from Security Magazine, where we talk about all aspects of security, from leadership, security posture, risk management, and much more. Today, we're here with Shikha Kothari, Principal Security Advisor at Eden Data. She has nearly two decades of experience across the cybersecurity and IT auditing field, having held audit leadership roles at Deloitte, Apollo Global Management, Colony Capital, and others. Welcome, Shikha.
Hi, Madeline.
Thank you so much for joining us. I would love to start off our conversation today by asking you, how did you first enter the cybersecurity field, and where has your career path taken you over the past nearly two decades?
Sure. So my career started mostly in accounting. And then from accounting, I graduated to compliance, but on the financial statements side. And while I was working on the financial statements, I realized that my interest lied more towards cybersecurity controls, as I realized the importance of IT security to organizations. And then I pivoted, I used my experience to transition into cybersecurity and IT security role from that point forward.
And that's a really interesting transition as well. It seems as throughout your career, you've really focused on making sure that organizations can up their cybersecurity posture. And I know that something that's important to you is the representation of women and diversity in the cybersecurity field. Women face a different set of challenges in the cybersecurity field than men, from the documented underrepresentation of women in the industry to issues in the workplace. Women cybersecurity leaders navigate a very multifaceted work environment. I wondered if you could go into what are some of the top challenges that women in cyber face, and how can we as an industry counter those challenges?
Sure. So the field of cybersecurity, just like any other IT field, is constantly evolving. There are new technologies to grasp, to understand almost every day, as well as new threats that are emerging, because the bad actors in the cybersecurity space do not stay still. So there is constant requirement to be educated, to spend time in upping our technical skills. And it becomes challenging for women because, you know, we are also in most of the cases primary caregivers in our families. So making that investment in our professional career on a continuous basis so that we are up to date with our continuing education, so we can continue to be thought leaders in the cybersecurity space, is a challenge. But there are many ways in which companies can counter that. One is create time and space for women to invest in their education, and then also create space for women's voices to be heard in the organization.
That's a really interesting point, creating space for women's voices to be heard. Do you have examples that you've seen of that throughout organizations and how leaders can help amplify the voice of women in their organizations?
Yes. So mentorship will go a long way. If leaders recognize rising women's stars and give them a lot of mentorship in the form of roles where they can be, where they can shine, where they can be more visible across the organization, that would help a long way, alongside with providing women with flexibility so that they don't have to leave the workspace or leave the organization altogether in the event of any if there's any challenges in their life where they need to spend some of their time to take care of family members or take care of their children or other personal commitments, providing them flexibility that they're able to address these requirements along with doing the great work that they do will also go a long way in promoting women in this industry.
This podcast is sponsored by Security Magazine's Most Influential People in Security Award. Each year, Security Magazine honors some of the most innovative, influential, and dedicated security leaders in our Most Influential People in Security Awards program. Check out past recipients and nominate your influential peers before the May 12th deadline at securitymagazine.com. That's a really interesting point. I wondered if you could answer, why is diversity important in the workplace, and what are some of the cons of not prioritizing diversity in workplaces?
That's a very good point. Cybersecurity industry is chronologically short of good talent. The requirement for talent and roles is completely outpaces what is available. And if organizations do not make their culture, like friendly to all the genders, they lose out on a huge pool of very talented resources. And another thing to note is that women bring a special set of qualities to the workplace. They are more diligent, they are more conscientious, they look at all viewpoints before making decisions, they are very thoughtful, and all of these qualities are something that an organization can use, especially in the field of cybersecurity, where all kinds of risks need to be addressed, which need to be balanced with the cost-benefit analysis of putting together solutions. So the thoughtfulness that women bring to all of their work is something that organizations can really use to their benefit. And not making their policies like friendly to working women, to working mom, is going to cost organizations a lot in terms of losing out on great talent.
I wondered, could you speak to the importance of industry-wide engagement in diversity, equity, and inclusion practices? Why does DEI have to be addressed on an industry level rather than a case-by-case basis?
It needs to be addressed so that we have more representation at the decision-making level. Without a conscious effort to promote women, women can only go so far. Ultimately, they will hit the glass ceiling. So there needs to be like conscious effort across the industry to get women to that top positions where they are the decision makers and they in turn can promote other women.
I wondered if you could speak from your experience as both a woman of color and a leader in the cybersecurity field, what do you think security leaders need to prioritize to create those welcoming, diverse workplaces?
That's a great point. One is recognizing that women, more than men, might have more needs to have a flexible work schedule, a flexible place of work. So providing that flexibility as much as possible would be the first thing. And then secondly, creating opportunities for women to invest in their training, continuing education. And thirdly, to proactively give women the roles that will make them visible in the organization as leaders and not just workers.
That second point that you brought up, focusing on training and furthering career opportunities, could you give some examples about how leaders can help women do that through certifications or even education from the ground up?
Yes. So certifications is a good one. Sponsoring women to attend industry conferences, giving them opportunities to get their name out there in terms of writing publications, creating all of these opportunities for women would go a long way in making them feel like they're like a crucial part of the industry.
And especially in that point, getting voices out there that you made at the beginning, I think that makes a lot of sense, making personal connections at conferences, but also sharing thought leadership across the field. My last question for you today was, how are women changing the cybersecurity landscape?
Like I mentioned before, like women bring a unique set of characteristics. They are more thoughtful. They look at all aspects of a problem before committing organizations, resources. They are very good at building connections within the company, like making two like discrete groups talk to each other, and then in that way coming to a solution which is the most feasible one for the company. So with all of these qualities, women are really elevating their role in the cybersecurity space.
Well, that is unfortunately all the time that we have for today, but thank you so much for joining us, Shika.
Thank you so much for having me, Madeline.
Thanks for listening to The Security Podcasts. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or listen to our podcasts directly from our site, securitymagazine.com. And don't forget to rate and review The Security Podcasts as well.